Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. Let's open up our Bibles to the book of Philippians chapter 2. The reading today will start in verse 19 and we will finish this chapter on verse 30. In this devotional series, we will be going over the four letters that Paul wrote while he was under house arrest by the Romans, which is talked about in the book of Acts chapter 28 verses 16 through 31 from our last devotional series. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the Holy Text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 19, if the Lord Jesus is willing, I hope to send Timothy to you soon for a visit. Then he can cheer me up by telling me how you are getting along. I have no one else like Timothy, who genuinely cares about your welfare. All the others care only for themselves and not for what matters to Jesus Christ. But you know how Timothy has proved himself. Like a son with his father, he has served with me in preaching the good news. I hope to send him to you just as soon as I find out what is going to happen to me here. And I have confidence from the Lord that I myself will come to see you soon. Meanwhile, I thought I should send Epaphroditus back to you. He is a true brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier. And he was your messenger to help me in my need. I am sending him because he has been longing to see you, and he was very distressed that you heard he was ill. And he certainly was ill, in fact, he almost died. But God had mercy on him, and also on me, so that I would not have one sorrow after another. So I am all the more anxious to send him back to you, for I know you will be glad to see him, and then I will not be so worried about you. Welcome him in the Lord's love and with great joy, and give him the honor that people like him deserve. For he risked his life for the work of Christ, and he was at the point of death while doing for me what you couldn't do from far away. Once again, that was Philippians chapter 2 verses 19 through 30 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of the scriptures we just read a little more in depth. One of the best things about serving Christ is the amazing friends we make. There is a deep connection we have with those who love Christ. Serving Jesus together causes that connection to go even deeper as we give our lives for His kingdom's cause. Working on a team to accomplish God's will is a big part of Paul's joy in Philippians 1 and 2. In these verses, two co-workers in the gospel were described by Paul. They lived worthy of the gospel, had the attitude of Christ, and shined like stars. They were both devoted to Jesus and to His work. Timothy was incredibly loyal and authentically caring, faithfully serving with Paul for many years. Epaphroditus traveled far and almost died for the work of the gospel. These are two great examples of giving our lives to serve our King. The goal is not just serving but fully surrendering our lives for His kingdom, which includes working together in building God's land kingdom. If you don't have a way that you are serving in ministry, jump in and make the time to really make a difference. If you are serving already, find a way to really connect with people and grow deeper than just, quote, doing the job, end quote. Here are some things to ponder during your personal meditation and prayer time and for the rest of the day. How have you experienced joy by working with others on a team? How is the Holy Spirit prompting you to join in building God's kingdom with your church family? We're grateful you joined us for Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. Tune in every Monday through Friday for more encouraging insights and discussions about the sacred writings of God. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.